Suddenly, everywhere you look, you find the British actor Hugh Grant. You might have caught glimpses of him before in the Merchant Ivory movie Morris, or playing the part of Chopin in Impromptu, or as Lord Darlington's nephew in The Remains of the Day. But now he's in three movies at once: Roman Polanski's Bitter Moon, John Dygan's Sirens, and Mike Newell's Four Weddings and a Funeral. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to investigate.
He is going to be a big star. Hugh Grant has some of the stuff that another famous Grant, Cary, had before him. Great looks, a beguiling accent, and an air that's at once manly and pleasantly befuddled. Oh, and one more thing. He seems available. Easy, not hard to get. For my money, you can skip him in Sirens, a fairly dopey movie in which he plays a fuddy-duddy minister married to a fuddy-duddy wife, both of whom get sexually liberated when they meet a randy painter and his three fetching muses. In other words, the movie's structured like the most traditional of porn films. And like the most traditional of porn films, its main point is the ogling of naked women, principally the model Elle Macpherson, whose acting career will undoubtedly prove far shorter than her legs. The second Hugh Grant movie, Roman Polanski's Bitter Moon, is another matter. Once again, Grant plays a sexually repressed and very married fuddy-duddy, but this time he's on board an ocean liner, and he finds himself drawn to an exotic couple. A wheelchair-bound writer, played by Peter Coyote, and his lubricious wife, played by Emmanuel Seigner, who in real life is married to Polanski. Peter Coyote spends the movie telling the poor, sputtering Grant about his courtship and marriage to Emmanuel Seigner, all in flashback. And it's a tale full of nutty sex, S&M, and purple prose. If Coyote's voiceover narration is any evidence, he's a very bad writer indeed. Bitter Moon is some kind of crazy must-see. One of those howlingly awful movies that transfix you with their obsessiveness and silliness and occasional power. A midnight movie for the ages, maybe, but not the best platform for Hugh Grant. No, if you want to see what's good about Grant, you have to catch the British film Four Weddings and a Funeral. This movie is the sort of debonair romantic froth Cary Grant used to float through like an archangel. The kind of lovely, funny, and even touching stuff that Hollywood can't seem to make anymore, and that, before Four Weddings, I thought maybe no one could make anymore. The premise is simple. Grant is a young Londoner who's had 9 girlfriends in his life, but can't quite get it together to commit to any of them. In fact, he can't quite get anything together. He's late all the time, especially to the weddings that he and his friends seem to attend every few weeks or so. At one of these weddings, he spies a bewitching young American woman, played by Andy McDowell, and the two of them wind up in bed together. But Grant can't commit to her either, and why should he after one night? Trouble is, the memory of her haunts him. And unfortunately, by the time he sees her again, at another wedding, she's with her brand new fiancé. Then, as her own wedding approaches and Grant sees her slipping from his grasp, he decides it's time to open his heart, which, under the circumstances, requires the verbal equivalent of the jaws of life.
I just wondered if by any chance, I mean, obviously not, because I am just some kid who's only slept with 9 people, but I just wondered, I really feel, in short, to recap in a slightly clearer version, in the words of David Cassidy, in fact, while he was still with the Partridge family, I think I love you. And, I just wondered whether by any chance you wouldn't like to, No, of course not. I'm an idiot. He's not. Excellent. Fantastic. I was gonna say, lovely to see you. Sorry to disturb. Better get on.
Look. That was very romantic.
Well, I thought it over a lot, you know, I wanted to get it just right.
Four Weddings and a Funeral isn't always as cuddly as it thinks it is, but most of the time it works like a dream. The director, Mike Newell, creates an intimate, bubbly atmosphere in which Grant and his posh London friends can toss off effortless one-liners at a speed that will remind you of Hollywood's screwball comedies of the 30s, or of Noel Coward. And meanwhile, a star is being born. We have plenty of romantic young actors who can toss their hair and look sullen and dangerous. Hugh Grant reminds us that sometimes funny works even better.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. I'm Terry Gross.